got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tough weekend for Cats fans in the AFLW. Unfortunately, the Cats going down to Brisbane in the prelim final by 4 points.
Not the result we wanted, Tim, but we're so proud of our girls regardless.
We've been chatting to a lot of the players across this season, and one of those players who we've spoken to quite regularly joins us now on the phone, Amy McDonald. Good afternoon, mate. A lot of us feeling for you. How are you feeling after? I mean, we know the answer, but a tough weekend for Cats fans.
Hey, guys. Yeah, obviously quite disappointing to not make it to the grand final and didn't really feel like we deserved to lose, but it was an amazing season and we've made great strides forward. But yeah, still hurts a little bit.
Yeah, look, it was a tough game.
4 points.
Very, very close. Look, you ended up playing in a very interesting position.
Amy, we were so excited to see you because we've, in the studio when you've come in the past, we learned about your incredible vertical leap as someone who, what, you're 167 centimetres tall?
Yeah, about that.
You found yourself in the ruck this weekend because Kate Darby went off with a blood rule. Is that how it happened?
Look, it's happened a couple of times this season, whether there's just a mix-up in communication about, the ruck or they're rotating on the bench. And I don't know, I just love when I get my opportunity to go off in ruck. So any time that they're missing, I throw the hand up and nominate.
Because the first time we saw you with your vertical leap, we were blown away.
Gobsmacked.
As someone who's not even 170 centimetres tall. So it was great to see. And you won the contest that I was watching on Saturday night. Now, and I know, like, you were leading late in the game and it all kind of fell apart, but obviously the Cats have done so much more than what I think a lot of people were expecting for 2023. As a group, after the game, your coach Dan Lowther, like, you and your teammates, how do you address that, and what's happening now? Because obviously it's probably been a pretty full-on couple of days.
Yeah, it has been a full-on couple of days, and obviously being up in Brisbane, you stay the night, got to travel back. I think immediately after the game, it's let the emotions out and feel disappointed. That's only normal and you need to feel those things. But after a few days, like, it's a bit easier once those feelings have settled to actually reflect. And we were the underdogs all season. We weren't expected to go as far as what we did. You know, we bet the reigning premiers in a final. So when you look at the overall season, it was really amazing what we achieved. And I guess now we've just got to shift all those thoughts and feelings into the positive ones and take it into next season.
It was a very impressive season, Amy, and we loved watching you girls, go from stride to stride, absolutely, getting better every single week.
From going to never winning a final to winning two very close games and almost making your way to a grand final, I'm sure you and your teammates are all pretty proud. Now, plenty of positives to come through for yourself and your teammates. We saw Ashley Maloney won, I think, best first-year player in the AFLPA Awards. Is that right, Amy?
Yeah, that's the one.
It has been, I don't know, every time I watch Aisling play, it doesn't make sense that she's only really played footy for the last 2 years. Are you kind of blown away as teammates just watching her and her attack on the ball? Because every single week I'm like, how does she only just know how to play footy for the last couple of years?
Well, not even a couple of years. Like, I think she's been with us for 5 months, and what she has done defies the odds. It's insane how she's just embraced the game and taken it in her stride. And I think when you come from Gaelic, which is supposedly non-contact, I'm not quite sure how she played that, because she is such a physical presence on the field and off the field. She's an incredible person as well. So we're very lucky to have her down at the Cats.
Amy, you had a great night yourself at the AFLW Awards.
This is nothing to sneeze at, Amy. So the leaderboard, Monique Conti from the Tigers, she won the award for the best and fairest in the league this year. Coming in at second, Amy McDonald, second best in the league. Now,
fourth, mate.
But because of alphabetical reasons, you are the first in the line of all the people that came second. Congratulations, Amy.
Oh, thank you. Look, to be honest, quite a huge surprise. And I think I might have stolen a few of Prez and Neen's votes. They might have been done stiff on a few games. But, it was pretty special.
Well, Georgie Prasparkas, 14 votes, 16 for yourself, along with a couple of other players. Now, you live with Georgie Prasparkas. Is that, when you're taking out the bins last night, was that like, oh, I guess maybe...
Your turn, because I got the 16.
I've just said to her, I thought the curls would have, you know, helped you stand out. So straighten your hair next year and look out.
Okay, because it's very, very impressive. And Amy, I feel like I'm fangirling at the moment. I was on the phone to my dad the other day and he was like, what do you got on the show this week? I was like, we've got the second best player in the AFLW on the show. We've had her on many, many times. So we're absolutely stoked for you, mate. You must be pretty stoked for you. So I know the individual awards and coming second, it's one of those things a lot of players talk about, like it's team achievements, but I imagine for you and your family it's been pretty special.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, of course it's been very special and very privileged to end up there, but you're right, it is such a team achievement. And not to really, I guess, deflect from myself, but I think our midfield unit, Neans, Prezi and I work so well together, and that's why I play the way I do, and I'm sure we all impact the way they play as well. So we're a very strong unit.
Amy, what's the go for the next few months in the lead up to, I guess this is your off season. You know, how do you keep in fine form for next season?
Yeah, I mean, initially we'll have a little bit of a break. Everyone can let the bodies rest and I guess stop seeing each other so regularly for a little bit, but it won't be long till we're all missing each other and, you know, we head back. I think they'll probably start some optional training sessions in the new year, and we normally get a really great turnout. So it won't be long till we're back at it, because I think we're all pretty eager to try and go one better next year.
You said, I remember when you came in at the start of this year, you went on a big overseas trip with Georgie Prasparkas, your teammate and housemate. Have you guys been planning a Kentucky tour again, or are you just going to stay at home and get some pre-season under your belts?
Look, I don't think it was a Kentucky tour last time. Sounds beautiful, but there was no laying in the sun sipping cocktails. We headed off and we just trained over there, which was absolutely amazing. But yeah, at this point, haven't planned anything for next year, but I would definitely love to keep travelling and ticking some countries off. So yeah, hopefully one day soon.
Well, and schoolies is happening down on the Great Ocean Road. So maybe
just avoid the area.
Oh, I was going to say head down there and just enjoy yourself. No, just let off a little bit of steam.
The person who I think of least like a toolie is Amy McDonald. So let's not put her anywhere near that category. Amy, we promise now that you're in your off season, we're going to stop bugging you and stop asking you to come by the radio studio. We are going to miss you. Have the best off season and we'll chat to you next year.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. I'd love to jump on anytime.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Today in the office, I mentioned something I didn't think was controversial. A friend of mine was at her brother's engagement over the weekend. Turned into a surprise wedding.
Did she know?
She had no idea. She had her suspicions because everyone was making a very big deal.
I'm getting my hair done.
Of the
are you?
Engagement wedding, no, of the why? Engagement yeah. party. She was like, I have my suspicions that this is going to turn into a wedding. So I just want to be prepared. I want to look good in case it is a wedding. Turned out it was. And I mentioned this and someone in the office was like, oh my God, I hate surprise weddings.
I don't get it.
It was such a visceral reaction.
Like I was like, I believe you. Okay. I've never been to one.
Yeah.
The only thing I can remember is I know that my sister went to one. It was a good friend of hers, surprise wedding. She was so annoyed because she deemed that what she wore to this engagement or this party.
Yeah.
It wasn't even an engagement party. It was just like, hey, come over for drinks on Saturday. Surprise wedding. She went home and got changed.
Oh,
she
wow.
drove 40 minutes to go and get changed because she didn't want to be in like a jeans and a t-shirt at this thing.
See, me and my fiance Akshay talked about doing a surprise wedding. And then I thought, the amount of money we're spending on this surprise wedding engagement party.
Right.
Let's just have a wedding. Just forget the engagement altogether.
Surely you would cut costs. Like a surprise wedding would be cheaper than a wedding. Do we have to start calling them weddings now?
Yeah, I guess so.
A real wedding? No, they're still real. Because I feel like you'd save a buck or two doing a surprise wedding.
I feel like it depends. Because
if I say come over to my house for brunch, but I give you the address to a winery, then I feel like everyone would be sus.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. I guess the venue very much changes for when if you're doing a surprise wedding.
Yeah.
But 5223295. Surprise weddings. Are we for or against them?
Because I didn't know you could be against them. I didn't either.
I love the idea of a surprise wedding. Like getting that reaction from all your family and friends of like, oh, we're doing a wedding today.
Ma'am.
I imagine that would have been electric in the room.
I kind of want to go to one just to see because I feel like as someone who defines myself as a pressure player in all situations, I would lose my mind.
Yeah.
Every version of me would all cool, calm, and collectedness would go
out
the window.
I'm not good at keeping secrets either.
Oh,
so
no.
like even with my wedding coming up, I've shown anybody that will look my wedding dress. Like,
oh, really?
Nobody will be surprised on the day.
You're showing people the dress.
Have you not seen it? I've shown you.
No, you haven't. I don't want to see it.
I'll whip it out during this next song. 5223295.
I'm not. Don't show me. I want to see it on the day.
Really?
Yeah. Well, we're getting married, so I thought.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Surprise weddings. Yay or nay? Let us know.
5223295. Give us a call.
We've got Kirby from Brimley. Kirby, what do you reckon? Surprise weddings. Are we for them or against them?
Look, I'm on the fence, to be honest, because if you're a casual couple who want to have fun and just enjoy the day without any bells attached, then you don't have to worry about it. You know, a surprise wedding is perfect. But if you want it to be a massive day and you want everyone to enjoy it, then a big wedding's fine, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be massive. It's just still a big, like, it's a big event for you guys, so make sure everybody else is on the same page.
But I don't know, does it matter, Kirby, let's say you're getting married and you invite me and then you go, Tim, Jess, all my guests, surprise, it's a surprise wedding. It doesn't affect, like, I'm excited for you no matter what. It doesn't... If I'm upset that it's like, oh, well, I wasn't wearing my nice slacks, you know? Like, it seems a bit selfish, doesn't it?
No, not really. I think it's more,
you know, you don't want anybody else to worry about being in bells and whistles. And if you don't have a massive gown on and you've just got a cute little dress and you guys have got a, you know, you're out in the beautiful wilderness and all that kind of crap, like, you don't have to worry about it as much.
You can say all the beautiful wilderness and that kind of crap in the
same Kirby, I'm the complete opposite. I want everyone, like, dressed to the nines at my wedding.
La-dee-da, all out. Kate from Barwon Heads gave us a call first on 5223295. Kate, how do you feel about surprise weddings?
I don't have a problem with them, but we were invited to a wedding and it was interstate, so we just didn't prioritise it because we thought we'd be going... Sorry, an engagement party, and we thought we'd be going to the wedding.
This is the fear, Tim.
Yeah. You invite someone to the engagement party. Oh, we'll save up.
Yeah.
We'll come to your wedding. We'll see you there. Did you tell the couple that you were going to come to their wedding?
Well, no, because we had an engagement just near... We had an engagement just near their house, like interstate, the weekend before. So we'd already said yes to that, and then we got their engagement invitation. So we just like, oh, we'll just go to the wedding in a couple of months. We just said no, we couldn't make it, and we missed out on the whole wedding, which was really bad because they were lovely, but we just like, oh, couldn't afford it, couldn't prioritize all those things. Yeah, but if it was a wedding, we would have absolutely gone.
Because I would love to know the misdirection that some people go to, because say, like, you don't send out, do you send out fake wedding invites? Be like, yeah, definitely keep the 4th of September free.
Well, no, these guys just sent out an engagement invite.
And, like, weddings will come.
They were like, oh yeah, we're not sure, because they've got two kids.
Right.
They're like, we're not sure when the wedding's going to be, but we're gonna do a big fancy engagement party, and then we'll do a wedding when we can afford it.
So it's all fair unless it's interstate. Kate, is that what you think?
Pretty much, yep.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Well, the last 2 weeks we were on a road trip. We were driving. We started in Apollo Bay, snaked up the Great Ocean Road, kept along the coastline, made our way back
to
Geelong.
When you don't fall asleep on the Great Ocean Road, what a beautiful drive
it is. I imagine. I was worried that you were asleep again. I was like, you can't do this trip twice and not see the Great Ocean Road.
It was lovely.
But obviously, because we had a lot of time in the motorhome that we were in, we were talking a lot. We talk a lot, obviously, work. We work at a radio station, talking to each other, but talking more than usual. And it's those moments of silence where you really find out what's going on in someone's brain.
I do talk to Phil Silence as well, so I can't even imagine what random crap I was pulling out of my
brain. We were just talking to
someone
at work because your whole thing is that I don't want to be left alone with my own thoughts if I go for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, I didn't bring my headphones, so I'm just going to go home. So I was going to walk somewhere to buy something, but I'm just going to just go home. So not worth it.
Would hate to be left alone with my own thoughts.
I think maybe there was like 10 seconds of silence and you turned to me and you said, Timmy, do you ever want to be the best at something? And I've been thinking about it for over a week. Because I said, at the time I said, what a pressure to put on yourself to be the best at something in the world. Because you started by going, I'm not even the best in Geelong at radio, let alone the world.
I mean, there's Tom Lingy and Loggy.
Yeah, fair enough. There's three there, straight out of the gate.
I can't even remember who I was thinking about. It was like some athlete that was like the best in their field.
Right.
And I went, I can't even imagine What am I the best at? Something.
You did have terms and conditions. I was like, well, what do you put effort into? You're like, oh, I don't want to put any. I don't want to have to do anything for it. I just want to be the best.
No, because like some people are just like the best without even trying.
I don't think anyone that is the best in the world at something is by lacking of effort or input. It's not like, oh yeah, I'm the best snowboarder in the world. I've never been.
No, but it's like, okay, like I put a lot of effort into the radio, right?
Do you?
I do. This is me putting effort in. But you've got like Michael Jordan, who obviously puts a lot of effort into basketball or had in the past. And that's why he was the best, right? But naturally, he was also just really gifted.
He might have trained for hundreds of thousands of hours, Jess. I don't think he was just like, yeah, I woke up one morning and I pissed excellence. I'm the best in the biz.
No? There's just nothing that I've like gravitate towards that would be like, yes, she is the best at that thing.
I agree. But don't I think putting the pressure of, oh, yeah, so I wake up in the morning, oh, every day I'm not the best at something in the world, I'm a failure. It just seems like so much.
If I put my mind to something, I could be the best.
Well, what's
the thing? This is the thing. I don't know
nothing.
What the thing is. Like, you know, if I just decided, all right, I'm gonna start lifting weights, maybe I could make the Comm Games.
That's not the best. The Olympics is
the
best.
I could be the best. I've got to start somewhere.
I could be Snoopy if I was drawn, but, you know, I'm not. Let's all be realistic about it.
Why have you been thinking about this?
Because it just seems like, we've all got, there's cost of living, you know? Petrol's so expensive these days, and you want to be the best in the world at something?
Yeah.
Just go to sleep.
I am pretty good at sleeping.
Yeah, now, actually, there's something that you don't have to put a lot of effort into.
I'm the best at sleeping in this room.
Oh, for sure.
I'll take that.
You do brag about sleeping for longer than 3 hours in a row at the moment, which as a new father is, you know, I haven't said anything.
I got another 9 hours last night.
Isn't it funny? I love my son. I hate my colleague.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Fair few more people in town at the moment across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine
Peninsula.
She's
getting busy, yeah.
I think it all snuck up on a lot of us. Schoolies have hit the Surf Coast. Now, schoolies are... I feel like you hear way less stories of schoolies causing a ruckus.
Haven't
than
they been
used
saying...
To?
I think I saw an article from like some police officers this week that were just like, oh, very well-behaved schoolies. Well
That's
done.
Good. Do the Red Frogs still exist? What a business service.
I saw the Red Frogs out at Christina Aguilera. And I was like, good. What are you doing here, Red Frogs?
Because if you don't know what the Red Frogs are and you're listening, you think, Tim and Jess, you've lost your mind. What are these Red Frogs? It was a company and they would provide like free taxi service. You'd have to book. You'd have to call and book like, hey, can you take us?
They basically hang around at schoolies as the sober kind of mates.
Make sure you get home safe with your friends, right?
And they hand out little Red Frogs.
Which is an added bonus. Because I remember you could volunteer to be...
I believe so,
a Red Frog or something like that. So... I've been thinking about, because you did schoolies in Torquay.
I did.
What year was your schoolies? 2009?
2009, yeah.
Okay, 2009. So do you what do you remember? Because obviously that's a while back.
We had a couple of people in our group that were under 18, so we didn't really go out in Torquay much. I just remember...
You've never been a party girl.
Nah, we partied in the house, and there was a house that was like down the street from us that were also on schoolies.
Right.
So we... met them on the beach one night while we were...
Like, hey, 32 Smith Street, we'll see you down at the
literally,
beach.
Literally, they were like, do you guys want to come back and see our place? We've got a spa. And we went, we don't have a spa. So we went and made friends with these guys. And then a bunch of my mates started dating those guys after schoolies.
Okay.
I was already in a relationship.
That'll do.
So we ended up hanging out with these people that we met on schoolies for like a few years afterwards.
Now, because... like what I'm remembering of my school's experience at Phillip Island, it was like my fifth choice of people that I wanted to go with.
They'll love hearing that.
Oh no, I'll stand by that. I speak to one of them now of like the 15 of us that went. But
so what happened to your other friends?
A lot of my other friends went overseas or went up to Queensland. A big group went to Bali, and I was like, I can't afford to go to Bali. I was only working part time, and I was like, I can't afford this. And my parents were like, we're not helping you go to Bali for school. It's very similar with the Gold Coast. And again, not a massive party boy myself. You and I not too, we sound like cool cats, but in reality...
we're wild.
We're quite reserved. So yeah, it was Phillip Island. I remember one morning, and again, not drinking too much. I think I had like a bit of a, had a gut issue at the time, so I wasn't even drinking when I was 18. I remember someone put a bin out on the road, so I'm like over to the top of a hill. So I, the main thing I remember from school is my car getting absolutely smashed when I came over a hill.
Oh,
it was like
no.
full of glass and everything, and I had to get a new front end of the car.
Oh, Jesus.
So school is for me. I left early. I left. It was meant to leave on a Friday or a Saturday. I left on the Wednesday.
Wow.
I know, a cool cat like me bailing on schoolies. Very
oh, my God. No, I ended up planning a trip to Byron Bay with the people that we met down on schoolies
did
in Torquay.
Did you go?
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah, it was wicked.
Good for you.
Smaller group than we met on schoolies. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, no, 12 of us ended up having a schoolies reunion in Byron Bay the next year.
Because the only things that I've seen so far that's happening at the moment, and if you're out there, be a safe schoolie. And if you're out there, don't be a toolie.
Really? Don't be a toolie.
Don't be someone that goes to toolies. I've heard Lawn's just having a good time at the moment. People are having an absolute ball in Lawn. We had a ball. I'm so glad we had a road trip 2 weeks ago. We were in Lawn at the caravan park. Imagine.
Oh, my God.
One of the worst nights in the camper van that we stayed in was next to the year nines that were doing camping camp. Imagine if we all these schoolies in cabins. I don't think I would have come back to work. I would have been like, this is where I stop off. This is where I live here forever.
I feel like we should have done a redo for you for schoolies. I feel like
my Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, just, you know, go out and have a party. Yeah, be a toolie. Who cares?
Do we have to go to Phillip Island?
No.
Oh, thank God.
I think we should go down to Lawn. Lawn seems to be where it's happening.
There's too many young people.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jess, I haven't done one of these in a very long time, but I'm about to make a big call.
Oh, here we go. What food's ticking you off this week?
Now, historically, whenever I've brought big calls to the show, 100% of them have been about food. And today, finally, it isn't about food, Jess. But the reason I make big calls is because, you know, sometimes you think controversially and you want to say it out loud and you keep it inside and you go, oh, no.
You don't want to be a shock jock 24/7, Tim. How exhausting.
So I dibble and I dabble in it. I haven't done it in a few weeks, but I've got a controversial thought at the moment. Actually, I think this is almost so uncontroversial, but I hate how everyone's accepted this part of their life.
Okay.
Okay? Chairs are too expensive. Too expensive.
Your beautiful wife, Jess, is looking for a new dining table at the moment. And how much was the table and chairs that she
I thought the money showed was for all six chairs.
Yeah.
Yep. It was per chair. I was like, what a good deal. We got all these chairs for $200?
Mm-hmm.
No, it would have been $200 per chair.
Sometimes the chairs are more expensive than the table.
What are they made out of? That's what I want to know. Ugly. Because we're moving house in the next couple of weeks, we've got a small table and we got it like cheaply. And we're like, all right, maybe it's time we invest in a bigger table so we can actually have people around. Because we're currently at a...
Oh, but how are you going to use the excuse, we haven't got enough chairs?
My backup is we only have four bowls and plates.
Sure.
So we're thinking about expanding our whole life.
Here we go.
To have maybe six people over. But chair, I understand the value in a table.
Yeah.
I go, all right, a table is a big thing, hard timber, you know, crafted, blah, blah, blah.
Well, chairs are arguably more crafted.
If we're
going to
go more crafted, like a Kinder Surprise, that's pretty, you know, nitpicky. You got to put that together. That cost me $250. I just think chairs are too expensive.
Right.
And anyone who says otherwise, I don't care. I forgot about the part where I don't care, do you, Jess?
You nearly forgot to be a shock jock.
So the whole thing is that I don't care what you say. But 5223295. This is the part of the big call where you call up.
Mm-hmm.
You can stand alongside me. You can stand in front of me and spit in my face and say, Tim, no. Just like what you're saying, Jess, that they're so fiddly and more craftsmanship
is
needed. I
think, look, definitely $200 per chair seems extreme. But you get what you pay for, right?
A chair? How often do you sit
the
at your
quality.
How often do you sit at your dinner table to eat dinner?
Oh, once every 3 months, maybe.
So do you think that's worth $200?
My
bucks
chairs
a
were
seat?
$29 each, so.
Just these furniture companies. Where do you get off?
On 52232955, we've got Priya from Tarneit. Priya,
she just dropped off.
Oh, where'd you go, Priya?
Priya's gone.
Priya, give us a call
I'll
back.
I'll try and get Priya. But
Priya was saying that she was out shopping, Tim, looking for a table and chairs just like yourself. And she was looking at a set of 8 chairs, $500. Pretty good deal, right?
No. No to what you're about to say.
Priya then discovered as they were about to purchase the table and chairs that it wasn't $500 for the 8 chairs. It was $500 per chair.
She was about to drop $4,000 on chairs?
$4,000 before she even bought the table.
Yeah, you take them back.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I won't even have one. That's too much for one chair.
$500. Here she is.
All right. Priya, you just dropped off the phone. Priya, please don't tell me you almost dropped $4,000 on 8 chairs.
No, I didn't buy it. Not at all.
Thank God. What happened at the...
Were they made of pure gold, Priya?
Yeah, they were actually wooden colour, so I was just going like, yeah, they're a bit of gold. If you're selling for 500 each, yeah, I'm just thinking that they might be gold.
Because, Priya, yeah, one of the things that's tricky in life is, like, say you get to the cash register and you go, oh, actually, I don't want it. This is too expensive. I won't have it. How did that happen at the cash register when you were thinking you were getting 8 chairs for $500?
So it actually didn't really go to, you know how you go to these big furniture stores and, you know, there are people around just to help out? So they're like, yeah, come to our desk and we can talk about it. And then I was like, so can you just tell us how much does it come to? And then he told us the price. I don't remember the exact amount. But I was like, what? That's like for a dining table with 8 chairs? I was like, no. Like, and it was a very simple looking dining table.
Then
he said, oh, the chairs are for 500. And I just looked at my partner and I went, no, like, 500 for like a chair. Even if I go to buy like a chair for my office, I'll think twice, you know, for paying like even more than $50 for it. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. That's it. Like, how often are you sitting on these chairs? Do you know what I mean?
You'd have to live there. You'd have to set up a fort. You'd have to use the chairs. You would have to put wheels on it. You would have to drive to work in your chair.
I don't think my couch was $500.
Priya, I'm glad you got out of there because it could have got way ugly. So we appreciate you call, Priya from Tarnate. So this is, I don't even know if this is a big call anymore. I think this has just been a thought.
Well, it was a big call and it's been justified.
You know what, Jess? I don't care.
Can't wait to sit on your $500 chair.
Mate, don't joke about that. That's a scary thought. You'll end up like Priya, and I don't want to have to look at my husband and go, we're getting out of here, because I can't do that.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best! Goodbye. Goodbye.
Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.